3570.
Some of those protesters. Do we have any grumbling protesters in the background there? It was, oh yes, tea parties galore across America. They were so much fun. There they are. Thank you very much.
To the tax day tea party.
Yes. And you heard demonstrations like that across the country. In fact, in 700 different areas, 700 different demonstrations were held. Thousands of people showed up at some, and some a couple hundred, protesting a government that spends too much and relies on bailouts. Too many companies doing that. I agree. Many don't. They think that it's extremism and that enough is enough, and there's something more to this whole tax day protest, the Tea Day protest, tea parties, and we'll dive into that here on America Tonight. It is your chance to vent. Were you early? Did you do it today, or did you get an extension as far as filing your taxes? Your chance to vent, baby, here nationally on these airwaves by calling 800-259-5791. We're also going to tell you about a bunch of YouTube musicians who auditioned online and now are going to Carnegie Hall. 3,000 in all, whittled down to 100. Can you imagine what an honor that would be? Also, Tim Wakefield of the Bo Sox, almost with a no-no. It was looking good, but Oakland spoiled the party. Boston still picks up a much-needed win. We'll talk about that in sports shorts. Sports. Joining us is Easy Ticket Mike here on America Tonight. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Fabulous. Did you file today early, or did you get an extension?
I filed my extension early today.
Hey, you're not alone, buddy. A lot of people did the very same thing. You're an entrepreneur. You're busy, busy, busy. You don't have time for all this tax nonsense. Hey, playoffs start this Saturday in the NBA, of course, already starting in the NHL. You know I like the Lakers and Cavaliers. I guess you do too, huh?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to play out, there in the finals. But the end of the regular season was tonight. And they had some really great games, solidified some playoff spots. At my Mavs, they moved up here in the last couple of weeks from eighth seed to they got the sixth seed, and they'll be playing San Antonio, who they beat New Orleans tonight in overtime. They came from behind. San Antonio did, and ended up beating the Hornets 105-98 in overtime. That was a great game, but the Mavs, they played here in Dallas. They beat the Rockets and knocked the Rockets out of the divisional championship. So San Antonio got it in place of the Rockets.
Thanks for that update. That was a great game. I saw that. I was watching bits and pieces of it. And of course, this is a national show, but there are a lot of people who are fans of the Mavericks, fans of the Rockets, disappointed. And then, of course, San Antonio, too, as well. By the way, Easy Ticket Mike, he's got concert tickets. He's got playoff tickets. He has tickets to just about everything you can imagine. Try him. I guarantee he'll be able to serve him up. Go to easy-ticket.com. You and I are both baseball fans. Now we're deep into it. What, about 8 games or so into the season? You like what you're seeing so far?
Yeah, today was Jackie Robinson Day, and they honored Jackie Robinson today all around the league. Every major league player and coach and manager, they all wore the number 42, which was Jackie's old number. But, you know, he was the first black that went into the major leagues with the Brooklyn Dodgers years ago.
A hero for so many people, absolutely, Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. But you know, we're really early in baseball right now. The like you said, we've got about 8 games going right now. The Florida Marlins are ahead. They've only lost one, so they're 7-1. Everybody else is, like I said, I'm really looking for probably still the Angels and the Cards to be in the series in October, but it's a long time till then. So
it's a marathon, definitely not a sprint. And you have concert tickets. What concerts are coming up?
Well, we've got Fleetwood Mac's coming here to Dallas. They're on tour all around the country. Britney Spears, she came through here a couple weeks ago, but now she's coming through other cities. Eric Clapton, he's out on tour now, but Jimmy Buffett and all the Parrotheads are going to be here in Dallas this weekend, this Saturday, and he's on tour. He's going to a lot of different cities, but there's a lot of really great groups touring right now. So coming into the spring and the summer, we've got concerts galore.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to easy-ticket.com. As I said, Mike has tickets to over 80,000 events nationwide. Hey, you take care, Mike. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Mike Davis. And what happened was, he loves sports. He likes to go to concerts and whatnot. He had a previous profession, and he took a step in an entrepreneurial direction and started this website and started the ticket thing. And what's kind of cool about Mike's deal is a lot of times when you get tickets online, you have to pick them up at will call, but in this case you don't. You can just print them from the web. They'll send them to you, so you don't have to go through that whole hassle. Man, many a time, it's happened to me twice in my life, where I've had to pick up tickets at will call and they weren't there, and then they had to fumble around and try to find them, and it was, time was pressing on. It happened to me once at the U.S. Open, and it happened to me another time when I was going to see the Kings in Los Angeles, and there was a long line behind me, and they were VIP tickets that actually somebody had left for me, and they couldn't find them, and finally they did, but it was a nightmare. It was like a 20-minute deal, and people behind me were getting restless, and I said I would step aside, and they told me not to, and yada, yada, yada. So easier to get it, obviously, off the Internet. As I mentioned at the top, it was all about the tea parties, and it is your chance to continue that same thing. If you want to vent about taxes and about the fact of the bailouts, and you're sick of the bailouts, and you're worried about the future, I say it all the time, for the kids, for grandkids, my nephew, what kind of debt is he going to be saddled with? Forget Social Security at this point if we continue to go down this path. And as I was trying to say at the start, there are a lot of people who look at this and say, oh, this is crazy, these tea parties, right-wing extremism, that's what it is. No, it's good old-fashioned protesting. And I think it's actually nice to see people take the streets again in all these different venues, whether it's in the town square or it's the courthouse steps or at the state house or wherever it is, because they're trying, I believe, to do what I preach so often on this show. It's about action, not reaction, baby. Let your voice be heard. I say this all the time. You want to write a note to your congressman or your senator, you don't know who they are, shoot me an email and I'll tell you, americatonight.net. Trust me, they respond. Coming up next, Dr. Gary Brandt, who's going to talk about something pretty exciting to pump you up. Peaks and valleys, we all have them. That's next on ATN.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Isn't life always about the peaks and valleys? I always say, what would the peaks be if you didn't have those valleys, right? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Don't forget, you can vent if you want to on this show. You don't have to go out to the square. I know many of you missed that earlier. If you want to participate, if you don't, that's cool, too. And if you have a differing opinion, we love that. 800-259-5791. Keep that number handy. But Peaks and Valleys, Dr. Gary Brad joins us now, and that's the name of his new book. Doc, thanks for popping on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you very much. And actually, the book was written by a colleague and friend of mine, Spencer Johnson, and he's asked me to go out and speak on it and do some of these interviews. So I'm very happy to be here with you this evening.
Okay, so great. So we'll dive into that. Well, first of all, I got to ask you a personal question, just because that's what we're doing with everybody that comes on the show tonight. Were you an early filer? Did you do it today, or did you get an extension?
I got an extension, which is really not in my nature, but I've just been so busy lately, I didn't have time to do it. So I did extension. I got my kids in, though. I did both of my kids. I got theirs in, but I didn't get mine in on time.
Well, it's important. But you did file the extension, and it's important you got your kids in, though, so that's good.
Yeah, I got theirs done, so that was at least something.
Yeah, no kidding. Peaks and valleys. I think that it's just what I said, making good and bad times work for you at work and in life. We all have the peaks and valleys. If it was all peak, 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 I don't think it would be as sweet. Am I right on that?
Hey, you know what, Kate, you're exactly right. As a matter of fact, an example that I like to use when I'm giving my talk on this thing is if you imagine that you're in the hospital and they got you hooked up to a heart monitor, when you look up at that monitor, do you want to see a series of peaks and valleys, or do you want to see a nice flat line? Well, peaks and valleys, that's what life is all about. It's about ups and downs. You can't have just all one or the other, because if you do, that's not going to get it done.
And what do you do? Here's the key question, though. You see, you hear this all the time. I mean, there's songs written about, I've had a bad, bad day, the rough times. How do you get through it? Because that's what everybody wants to be able to do, is to get through the tunnel.
Yeah, well, to get through the tunnel, there's a couple of things that you can do, Kate. Number one, if you're in a situation and you can't change a situation, what you can do is change how you think about it. Number two, so, for example, have you ever known anybody who's gotten laid off? Or a lot of us listening and myself, we've been fired from jobs before. We know people who have been.
And 6 to 12 months later, oftentimes, those very same people will be saying, you know what, that's one of the best things that ever happened to me. Because when it first happened, man, it was awful. But then I got thinking about it, and I really wasn't that happy in a job I was doing anyhow. Or maybe it really wasn't my passion. Or maybe I'd really drifted away from my family, and this was a chance to get back closer to them or develop some new skills. So when you're in that valley, if you can't change that valley, change how you think about it and start saying, okay, where's the good in this valley? There's got to be something positive here. Let me start focusing on that and start building from there.
Yeah, so true. I would use myself as an example, just like you, where I've been laid off or something happened and then something tremendous happened to me. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, an example of someone who's had success in the talk business, he was fired 6 times during his career. I have another friend who's got a great career going in talk, and he was fired 7 times. And you have to figure out a way to get through it. But one thing a lot of people do, I think, is they obsess and they stress and they can't seem to find any point of relaxation when they're in that valley. How do you do that?
Well, it's interesting. I read an article not so long ago about a guy who had an interesting perspective on that. He said that if you're out of work, he said one of the reasons people don't find another job is that they try way too hard. And his thing was, yeah, put together your resume, look for a job. Your new job is finding a job. But then go to a place that Spencer calls them in the book, Spencer Johnson in the book Peaks and Valleys, he calls them plateaus. And plateaus are places in between peaks and valleys, Kate, where you're not striving and working to try to achieve something. You're sitting back and relaxing and resting. And maybe you take a couple hours out of your day that you didn't have before. Like a friend of mine, he builds houses, Kate, and I saw him the other day, and the guy looked like he'd lost 35, 40 pounds, and I asked him about it. He said, yeah, I have. And I said, Kevin, how'd you do that? And he said, well, I've got a little bit more time now. My building business isn't nearly as busy as it was, so I started going to the gym. I couldn't do that before. The man's lost 40 pounds. That's going to a plateau. It's finding a place of rest and relaxation in the middle of the valley. And guess what? You go to those places, you begin to feel better about yourself, you begin to have more energy, you begin to head yourself right back out of that valley.
Yeah, and by the same token, and obviously written about in the book as well, is when you're at that high time, sometimes there's so much you've worked on getting there for so long that you don't appreciate what you have. Do you think that that's pretty true, too?
Kate, you're exactly right on. As a matter of fact, one of the goals in the book is to show you how to get on a peak and stay there longer, get out of a valley and get out of there quicker. And if you want to stay on a peak longer, it's really, really easy. It's appreciating what you have. And you know what I've discovered, Kate, ironically? The more you have, sometimes the harder that is to do. Have you ever noticed it's the people in life who seem like they're poor, they don't have a whole lot, but they seem to appreciate the little few things that they do have? And those of us who sometimes are more fortunate, who have so much. For example, even this in these horribly tough times that we're in now, I heard a guy talking the other day. He said, as bad as it is here in America right now, still the vast majority of us are way better off than the rest of the world ever will be. And so it's taking time to step back. There's a wonderful exercise you can do every day is just focus on 5 things that you appreciate. Matter of fact, your listeners can do that right now while you and I are talking. Just focus on 5 things. I appreciate that I'm speaking with you right now. I appreciate my beautiful wife. It's easy to do, but when you get stuck down in that valley, sometimes you forget. Just focus on the things you appreciate. That's going to get you to a peak and keep you there longer.
Yeah, how do you pull a friend out of that? Is there a way to pull a friend out of that? Tell them, obviously, what you just said about the 5 things, but is there anything else that you would suggest to pull someone out of that funk that's around you?
You know, the best thing that you can do, Kate, is be a role model for them of the behavior you'd like to see in them. You know, sometimes when Spencer writes these books that help so many, you know, he wrote Who Moved My Cheese, and it was all about dealing with change, and people go, oh, I'm going to go out and give this to somebody else because they need to change. And now he writes his book, Peaks and Valleys, and it's wonderful that people want to go out and give the book away. We encourage that. But you don't want to go to somebody and say, you know what, you're really stuck down there in that valley. You shouldn't be that way here. You ought to do this and this and this and this. What you want to do is saying, man, it looks like life is really tough for you right now. I've been there before, and, you know, here's a few things that I have done. Or better yet, rather than telling them about it, just show them. Live the philosophy of peaks and valleys, which is getting yourself out of a valley quicker, and Spencer shows you how to do all this in the book, Get in a Peak Longer. If you can be that role model for others, Kate, that's the best thing you can do to try to help them as well.
Yeah, Dr. Gary, too, the other thing, it's interesting, you talk about the two books he did, The One-Minute Manager was in the early 80s, and then Who Moved My Cheese. And in reading Who Moved My Cheese, I quote that a lot because especially now when people lose jobs, lose titles, and I think sometimes people get attached to titles and what they do for a living versus who they are. Do you think so?
Oh, Kate, you nailed it on the head again. is that there's a million and one things that we can do for a living, and that's wonderful. I mean, I love what I do. I get to, you know, I write my own books. I get to go out and speak and do speeches, and Spencer's kind enough to let me speak on his books. And all of those things are things that I love to do. But if that was taken away from me tomorrow, guess what? Gary Bratt would still be here. I might have to reinvent a little bit how I spend some of my time. But you know what, the bottom line stuff, though, Kate? The people who love me would still love me. And the sun's still going to come up, and I'm still going to be alive, and I get to decide, what am I going to do with this day? So, yeah, if you get caught up in being a human doing rather than a human being, that can be a trap. You got to watch out for that trap.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so people want to pick up the book. Where can they get it?
You can get it at almost any popular bookstore that you can possibly think of. You can go to the website, peaksandvalleysthebook.com. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those sorts of places. The book should be readily available. It just came out recently. And it's you know, Kate, I was fortunate enough. I spoke for many years on Who Am I Cheese. Spencer asked me to speak on that, and I spoke all over the world. And that's a wonderful book. That book sold over 27 million copies, believe it or not. It's still selling 11 years after publication. Now, personally, and I know I'm biased here, but personally, I think Peaks and Valleys is better because it's got some heart things. One of the last things I'll share with you, Kate, is if you want to get out of that valley sooner and you're down there and you're stuck and you don't know what to do, Spencer has wonderful advice. He says, get outside of yourself. Stop wallowing in your own pity and go out and try to do something for somebody else. And I gave a speech, my very first speech on Peaks and Valleys, Kate, real quick story. This gentleman came up to me afterwards, and he handed me the evaluation slip. He goes, here, read this later. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what happened to him? And the guy didn't like it. And later, that next day, I opened up his note, and it said, here's what it said. It was an older gentleman, and he said, my wife died 3 weeks ago. And your presentation was great, and this book is great, because I spent all day today handing out scholarships to young people, because that's what I do. And later we got a note from his daughter, or his niece, I think it was, who said, this whole talk and this book has given him a whole new outlook on life, because obviously the valley of losing his wife was horrendous. But what he was doing was getting outside of himself and focusing on helping others and being loving towards others and caring towards others. And that's a great way to get you. And that's the kind of stuff Spencer wrote about in this book, and I just love it.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What a great representative you are. It's smart of him to have you speaking on his behalf. Dr. Garr, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Hey, thanks a bunch. Appreciate
it. Peaks and Valleys. And you know what? Who Moved My Cheese is a great book. So if he's right and it tops that, think about that. That sold 27 million. Imagine where this will top out. Hey, coming up later on the show, we're going to speak with Harry Rinker. If you're looking to sell something, you collect things, you want to talk to him at 800-259-5791. We'll get to more on the flip side.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
I love you, baby. Baby, I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride.
In a few, we're going to check in on sports tours. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a good one. Chilling, sleeping, listening to this show via the internet or, of course, radio station-wise, terrestrial radio. Thrilled to be with you here on GCN, and each and every night we put somebody in the dungeon. Doesn't have to necessarily be an obvious criminal. Maybe the stay is only for a short time. Paul Begalia, who to me often can say some pretty brilliant things, though we are also often on the opposite side of things. He wrote a very interesting piece of commentary that was posted on CNN saying that April 15th was actually Patriots Day. That it's the one day a year when the country asks something of us, at least the majority of us who are civilians. So in other words, there are public servants like the policemen and the firefighters and teachers, etc. I got it, that part of the equation. But he goes on to say that thanks to President Obama and the Democratic Congress, 95% of Americans get a tax cut this year. No one, not even the wealthiest 1%, will have to pay higher income taxes till 2011. So here's a direct quote from the commentary. So why are a bunch of Fox News clowns and right-wing cranks hosting tea parties all over the country? The Boston Tea Party protested taxation without representation. He's right about that, but that wasn't the whole thing about the Tea Party. A lot of it had to do with the stimulus, the objections to the spending, the objections to the bailouts, because you remember some of the Tea Parties, the little Tea Parties that started to crop up, came up before actually tax day. And he goes on to say that a bunch of overpaid media millionaires would lead a faux populist revolt is completely comical. that somehow they held their populist instincts in check as George W. Bush and the Republicans cut taxes on the idle rich and put the screws to the working stiffs. Here's what I have to say. Like I said, sometimes I agree with Begalia. I think he's a smart man, and he's interesting to listen to when he's been on many, many, many panels. But I'm going to have to disagree. And why I disagree is because you have to go a little bit deeper than that. I don't think it's strictly due to taxes. And I don't think that you can put this on Fox News and say, hey, yeah, this is Fox News and the nuts and whatever. Because here we go again with the labels and the right-wing extremists and all that other sort of stuff. So for that reason, sadly, Paul, I have to send you to prison just for the day. Let's pull out, if you will, the dungeon, Donovan, and let's let him go in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ah, yes. All right, so that's what the deal is. Some of what he said I agree with, but a big chunk of it I don't completely agree with. I think it's good to see people go out and protest. If they don't agree, whether it's just simply the tax thing and, okay, you make a point about taxes, I think a lot of it had to do with the stimulus and spending. And if you looked at some of the signs, that's what they strictly addressed. So sadly, Paul, you're in the dungeon. You may disagree with me, and that's fine. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net, because every single show, at least in the near future, we're going to put somebody in the dungeon. How about that? We also do the daily salute, and we already handed that out. It was good to see that Jeffrey Skiles is back in the air again. I mentioned that at the top of this one, flying once again for U.S. Air after landing, co-piloting, and landing the plane along with Captain Sully into the Hudson River. Still shocking. I was on vacation. I was in Hawaii when that happened, and I turned on the TV, and I could not believe it. And the best thing was, the first thing that caught my eye is there was something that said no fatalities. And that story is going to live on and live on and live on, and those guys are heroes, no doubt. Because every person survived that, and that's one of the most unlikely things that you could ever think of. If you told somebody, oh my gosh, you know, a plane went down in the Hudson, the first thing they're thinking is people are just dead and they're trying to recover bodies. So that's great that the co-pilot was back up and flying. He's the first one, by the way, to go up in the air, as I mentioned before. All right, sports. Some interesting things have happened, actually, in the world of sports. We have the NHL playoffs going on, the NBA. Things are getting set with the NBA. Hard to believe. It seems like such a long season. And then before you know it, it's here. And, of course, we're 8-9 games into baseball. And I'll tell you, one of the most exciting things to me to see in baseball, and it's a great show to talk about, do you like no-hitters? Are you an offensive person? Are you a defensive person? I'm a little bit of an offensive person. So having said that, one of the coolest things I think you can ever see, and I've never actually seen this live, I mean, it's sort of a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing, is for somebody to hit for the cycle. And when you do it, I mean, you just, it's just a rare feat, the cycle. And I've seen it on the tube, but I've never seen it in person. And Ian Kinsler is a guy who hit for the cycle now. And the Texas Rangers had such a huge lead over Baltimore. In fact, they blew them out. The final score, ridiculous. 19-6 sounds like a football score. But how cool that he was able to do that. Because you think about it, you got to get the single and the double and the triple, and you got to get hit the home run. And he was able to do that. He was able to hit all of it, to hit on all cycles, to hit for the cycle, a once in a lifetime thing. Just an incredible game for him, and obviously a big blowout for the Texas Rangers. A couple of other random scores I'll throw out to you. And if you have a favorite team, and when we do sports shorts, if you want me to mention them and check on how they're doing, throw that out to us, because I'd be glad to do that. Besides that spanking, the Blue Jays spanked the Twins 12 5-2. Cardinals ran herd, really, over the D-backs, 12-7. And the Mariners got the best of the Angels. Boy, the Mariners are playing great baseball, and they're excited because Ken Griffey Jr. is back in a Mariners uniform this season. So 11-3, the final there. When I lived in California, one of the best rivalries, if you had the opportunity to see it, was the Dodgers and the Giants. And the Dodgers beat the Giants 5-4, one run separating those two teams. And it still is got kind of a little bit of allure. And because, you know, you're talking about one end of the state and the other end of the state, and it's fun to go to some of those games. The Tigers completely shut down the White Sox 9-0. We had some games that were, well, one game that was postponed, the Phillies and the Nationals postponed. And, of course, the great voice of the Phillies, we talked about this earlier in the week, Harry Callis, died in the booth getting ready for the call of one of those games in that series. So sad, but at the same time so fitting that he died the way that I would think a great way to go, that he just, boom, up keeled over in a booth because he was so much the voice of the Phillies, and he was so much a voice of sports because he also, as I mentioned earlier in the week, was the NFL Films guy. I told you about the Blue Jays, so sorry for my twin fans up there in Minneapolis at the network, but they put the hurt on them, as I said. That was one of those, again, one of those big-time blowout games. Of course, later in the week, we'll tell you more about the NHL as they're thick into the playoffs. We must have some people that are hockey fans. I'm sure some of you are flying around out there somewhere. I'm a hockey fan, so we'll go through it and actually do a little preview for you, even though it's actually going on right now, as to who probably will get booted and who will hang around. It's always nice to see good people get awards, whether they're super young or they're on the other end of the spectrum. An Olympic gold medalist, Shawn Johnson, has a title that actually no other American female gymnast ever had. Johnson beat out Nastia Luke and her teammate and a bunch of other people for the Sullivan Award. The Sullivan Award is a pretty high honor. It's, if you don't know, it's given to the country's top amateur athlete. And she's actually only the third gymnast to ever get it, and the first female. Kurt Thomas got it in 79, and Paul Hamm got it in 2004, and it truly is huge for her to win this, because it's such a high honor when you think of the amount of amateur athletes that we have in this country and some of the terrific things that they're doing, and especially in an Olympic year when there were other people that they could have gone with, and instead they went with the young gymnast who was the I think I can person, you know, with the think I can personality prevailed. So congratulations, absolutely congratulations to her, no doubt. Will it be Cleveland and the Lakers in the end? I don't know. That was my choice heading into the season based on what I saw. Stephen, from the two-star players, obviously Kobe Bryant could arguably be called one of the best basketball players out there right now. And, of course, LeBron James. Almost silly for me to even say anything about King James. He's a human highlight film, you know, to watch him. Both of them are really the same way, and I'd love to see it come down to, no offense to the people in Boston, but I'd love to see it come down to a Cleveland-Los Angeles series, because I like the way that would match up, particularly when you would have the trophy on the line with everything sitting there. I think after the Lakers coming off of what happened with Boston, that you'd see them get in the paint a little bit more, not miss so many of those boards that they missed down the stretch. And I like the matchup. Don't know if it'll happen, though, because the Cavs didn't make history at home. They actually fell apart in the end in overtime. That's the thing about overtime. Seconds just ticking away in a regular season that was incredible. It wasn't an ordinary season, as it was described by one sports writer. It was a phenomenal season, but they didn't make history. We'll make more history as we go back in history with this day in history next.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming up, news you can abuse. By the way, feel free to jump in, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You can forget about taxes unless you got an extension. I guess that's the good news for everybody else. And you might have gotten a refund, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to spend that refund or save it or tuck it away in a different way for a rainy day. Right? I guess that's kind of the same thing, saving it, tucking away for a rainy day. My name's Kate, and this is America Tonight. That's the number, and also this is the email, americatonight.net. Coming up, we have birthdays like Bill Belichick, cheater. He had a big birthday, almost 60 years old, but not quite. Also, one of the funniest guys around, Martin Lawrence, rather, celebrates a birthday. You might be celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you if it is your birthday. In the meantime, though, we have news you can abuse, and there's some really interesting stuff we're going to jump to, including this story about cash that was in a bra that actually stopped the killer bullet that would have put the woman down. And that's a wild deal. Check this out. Here's some of the details of it. I mean, of course, it's, again, you have to think of a bra and you have to think of padding. So it operates, I guess, in a way, the same as a vest would be, right? Because if you have one of those, if you have one of the vests, it's the same thing. It's like having that padding wrapped around you. So anyway, apparently that's exactly what happened to this woman who got caught up in a hail of bullets around her, had a Super Duty bra on, and the bullet got caught in the bra. Got to thank that bra manufacturer. Thanks, right? That's pretty upside down all around odd news. Here's something else for you. Out of Louisiana, sheriff's deputy is saying that a 54-year-old man stabbed his 63-year-old brother, this during an argument in their kitchen. And what were they arguing over? Simply a can of pork and beans. Give me that pork and beans. So the suspect, of course, was booked on one count of aggravated battery in the end. Luckily, the brother lived. But what an awful thing to happen. Here's another strange story along those same lines. A 28-year-old man in Honolulu, sentenced to 3 weeks in jail. What did he do? He urinated on a 66-year-old woman. This was during a Continental Airlines flight. I don't remember if you remember that story. Don't know if you remember that story. It happened last month from L.A. to Honolulu. He's a guy who lives in the islands there, and he was sentenced after pleading guilty to assault in a federal court. I mean, what was he going to say? They had him cold. There were so many eyewitnesses and all that sort of stuff. Here's another oddball story out of Wisconsin, out of Madison, Wisconsin. Really cool place. A lot of people, healthy people, bicycle ride, all that sort of stuff. I was there once for a wedding. It's also the land. It's odd. It's the land of like 10,000 water slides. Everywhere you look, water slide, water slide, water slide. Anyway, out of Madison, a nurse was called out of surgery so a manager could tell her she was being laid off. No joke. Dean Health said the surgery, nice name, said the surgery is minor and the patient wasn't affected, but the manager who asked for the nurse to come out of surgery violated medical protocol. Duh. Dean Health spokesperson Paul Pitus said that the incident happened at a clinic on Thursday of last week. That's an awful thing. You're in the middle of the surgery. Oh, gosh, I hate to tell you this, but after the surgery, you might as well just scrub out because you're done. From Madrid, a Spanish man accused of using vet equipment to perform cosmetic surgery is more than in the doghouse. A Catalonian regional police officer says they arrested a 63-year-old Barcelona native for practicing medicine without a license in filthy conditions at his home. Just trying to charge less, but not clinically safe for those women that he operated on. And finally, a lot of stuff from the police blotter. Police in Georgia, in Acworth, Georgia, to be specific, say a would-be robber got more than he bargained for when he tried to rob a quick thrift store with a knife. One of the customers, known only as Caveman, love that nickname, grabbed a stepladder and hit the suspect at least once, maybe twice. The customer chased the suspect from the store using the ladder as protection. Wow, what a smart thing to do. Instead of cowering away or trying to get out of the store, just, man, rail that sucker. Think of how heavy I'm thinking that ladder was. Time for this day in history, followed by those birthdays, some of them that I already mentioned to you. So we like to go way back, as I said, into the vault and tell you what happened. Going back to 1789, on this day, President-elect George Washington left Mount Vernon for his inauguration in New York. So here we have these tea parties and people saying that people at the tea parties are nut jobs. Other people at the tea parties expressing themselves are all around the country. And it's on a day when, a long, long time ago, Washington would have been sworn in. He was getting ready to be sworn in and actually left his Virginia house en route for that big event. In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed a bill that ended slavery in the District of Columbia. In 1912, Harriet Quimby became the first woman to fly across the English Channel. In 1935, the radio comedy program Fibber McGee and Molly, which was a huge audience, premiered on the NBC Blue Network. That's what they called it, the Blue Network. In 1947, the French ship Grand Camp blew up at the harbor in Texas City, Texas. Another ship, the High Flyer, exploded the following day. And, of course, the blast and the fires killed about 600 people. In 1962, it marked the beginning for the incredible career of Walter Cronkite, who succeeded Doug Edwards as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. Tough shoes to fill after Walter Cronkite left, as you know, the whole Dan Rather thing, and now Katie Couric. 1972, Apollo 16 blasted off on a voyage to the moon. 1996, Britain's Prince Andrew and his wife Sarah, the Duchess of York, announced that they were in the process of getting a divorce, a shocker for a lot of people at the time, because you just didn't do those things. But they didn't, I think, like the way Fergie carried herself, I think, around England and with all the paparazzi and crazies following her and all that other sort of stuff, and whatever reasons in between that. Of course, we know what happened with Princess Diana and Charles as well. 5 years ago, President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair met in Washington, endorsing giving the United Nations broad control over Iraq's political future. Boy, that certainly has reversed. Blair no longer the Prime Minister, and Bush, of course, no longer the President either. 1 year ago, the Supreme Court upheld the most widely used method of lethal injection, allowing states to resume executions after a seven-month halt. To look into that, if you remember. Now we got birthdays. Ready for those birthdays? Can we cue up the music maestro? Do you have any? Here it is, the famous song. Not so famous, but I get tired of the Beatles over and over again. Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 62 years old. Wow, hard to believe. He just doesn't seem like he's 62 when I've seen recent photographs of him. I told you about football coach Bill Belichick, who is specifically 57 years old. Actress Ellen Barkin is 55 years old. Singer Jimmy Osmond, you know, you think of the Osmond family. Remember Jimmy was little when they had their big hits? He just turned 46 years old. Actor-comedian Martin Lawrence, just shy of 45. He's 44 years old. Actor John Cryer, also 44. Rock musician Dan Reiser is 43. Actor Peter Billingsley is 38. Actor Lucas Haas is 33 years old. How about that? Also celebrating a birthday on the other end of the spectrum, singer Bobby Vinton is 74. Pope Benedict actually has a birthday. Can you guess how old Pope Benedict is? If you were thinking 70s, no. Pretty cold. Go a little bit higher. 82. Actor Peter Mark Richman is 82 years old as well. Denmark's Queen Margrethe II is 69 years old. Singer Jerry Rafferty is 62 years old. Thanks to everybody for listening to the program, sending all those wonderful emails, and thanks so much to Donovan for his fine work here on the network and for ATN. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Chaos is the score upon which reality is written. Who said that? That would be Henry Miller.
If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.